We're in a season of great outpouring of the Spirit. The day spring from on high is visiting us through the tender mercies of our God. Draw near with an open heart to receive the blessings of our God. Be revived.
So, by God's grace, over the years, God's servants, our daddy and our mommy, also chiefly, they've been emphasizing something. In one way or the other, it's been there since I particularly have gotten to know them. I got to know, by God's grace, our parents 2013, and since then, I've always, at times not been said exactly, but have seen them show that. I've seen them show that in the manner of their life. But I believe that that's one of the things the Lord in this season is now trying to reestablish in our midst. Can we say amen? So we are in a season, like I think I was telling someone, that the Lord is reestablishing the culture or the way of discipleship. Can we say amen? Now, it's not a new thing. If you look at the scriptures, definitely we'll see it clearly, like we were taught last week. But like I said, the Lord wants us to look into it closely so that we will all we will all be profitable as a result of the profits of that structure and of that process. Can we say amen? Hallelujah. So we see in Matthew chapter 28 from verse 18 to 19, or maybe to 20. Let me read from 19. It says, "Go ye." Jesus was speaking to the apostles. We know that the commissioning he gave them was not to, we've called this thing Great Commission, but we know that really the Great Commission, like we've been taught clearly and we see in the pattern of scriptures, is actually not to just raise new converts or to get people born again. It's actually to raise disciples. Hallelujah. So we see the Lord saying, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things." Hallelujah. So that process of teaching is discipleship. Can we say amen? "Whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." So from the onset, the picture has been that Jesus commissioned the apostles to raise disciples of all nations. Can we say amen? To raise disciples is bigger than getting people born again. It's bigger than and wider than getting people born again. Pastor Friday last week, by God's grace, really, really went into some of those things. The Lord did not say, "Go into the world and raise preachers." He didn't say, "Go into the world and raise people that know Bible." Are you following me, please? He didn't say, "Go into the world and raise people that have a local church that they go to." By that, I mean churchgoers. He didn't say, "Go and raise churchgoers." What he said, rather, was, "Go, thank you, therefore, and make disciples of," that's NKJV. If you look at some translations, you'll see some other words. "Make disciples of all nations." So Pastor Friday last week told us that the process of coming into the inheritances of God's life is discipleship. Can we say amen? So from the name of the Holy Ghost down to the name of Christ, of the Son, and down to the name of the Father, the only way and the only wineskin that the Lord sets is true discipleship. Can we say amen? Can we say amen? Now, it's possible, and I've discovered, even we, in this local church, we're having the same issue. Even me, myself, there are some things I'm not yet into as I should be. Because this thing, the Lord said, has not been well fully understood. Hallelujah. At times, we understand it, but the demand takes a lot. And by as a result of that, we shy away from many, many things. But it's obvious, like I said earlier, that we are in a season where the Lord is no longer sparing us. Are you following me? And the Lord wants us to do that. Because really, a lot of labor in this kind of local church that we are in, by God's grace, a New Testament assembly where God supplies us with meals in and out of season, a lot can be lost. A lot can be, tell it, your neighbor, a lot can be lost. Now, the only way those things will be preserved or retained is true discipleship. Can we say amen? Now, we taught last week how it's not just a church thing, that discipleship is not just a church thing, is actually not just a mere religious terminology, is not just a mere vocabulary of church organizations, actually captures the nature and the DNA of God's kingdom. Can we say amen? It's the process of how God will fully integrate us into all the inheritance of life in the Godhead. Can we say amen? I heard God's servant, Father in the Lord, Daddy Billy, saying something over the week. I think the post came about some days ago. I think I saw it the day it came. And someone was asking, Pastor Onesimus also shared it again with me yesterday. Someone was asking him about the context of the concept of discipleship. And it was like, what the Lord told him is that the only way church can run is discipleship. He said there was a time they were in school, amen? There was a time they were in school and a big minister came to minister. And after the minister ministered, everybody was shouting, woo! People were laughing. Ah! I don't know if you've watched the clip. It's about 52 minutes. You can watch it. He said, however, when he went, I think, into his room, the Lord was like, he didn't feel good in the meeting. He didn't feel good. And it was just like he would take a census around all the rooms to check what made people blessed, what was the thing that was making people shout and haul and haul and haul. So he said he went into everybody's rooms. As he entered, brother, I saw that you were shouting during that meeting. What made you shout and haul? He said, I can't remember. I can't remember what the minister thought. He said, but you were shouting. He said, I was shouting because people were shouting. I was shouting because people were shouting and they were like, wow. So I think he did all of that for, father finished from UI. He went through that and after doing all of that, he just went before the Lord and the Lord told him that, no, my idea of church or my idea of meetings is not actually just congregational, it's discipleship. So the Lord, as at that time, told him and gave him the model of discipleship, which I'm sure we all know that they practice in a way. Amen. Amen. So he said, and I would say one of the few things he also said, because there are a lot of things to also learn from there. He said he believes. I want to read it as he said it. Amen. He said he believes that one of the ways God can present every man perfect is through discipleship. Colossians chapter 1. Can we see Colossians chapter 1? Colossians chapter 1. Not this verse. I think it's verse 25 or 26 or so. Have you found it? 28, thank you. He says, whom we preach, this is Paul speaking. He says, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man. So discipleship is on every man. Now, permit me to not use the word discipleship. Church, the local church, is focused on every man. Say every man. Another way we can say every man is each individual. Say each individual. Say each individual. So he says that we may present. This is Paul that was speaking to the Colossian church. I'm sure the Colossian church will have a minister. Amen. He says, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may. So the end of all teaching, the end of everything they were doing is that they may present every man perfect. So we see here that Apostle Paul would have been working with the pastors of the Colossian church or the pastoral team of the Colossian church. Are you following me? To the end that they present every man. So I saw that the actual way, the most effective way that we can pastor or watch over souls or know the state of the flock, all these things are in scripture, is true discipleship. If you read Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17, you see scripture talks about how we should obey them that have rule over us and submit ourselves, for they watch, you see, over your souls. There's a context of watching corporately, but there's also a please, are you following me? There's also a context of watching personally. Amen. Over a soul. Say a soul. Amen. Go to Proverbs chapter 27. Let me quickly look for the verse. Amen. Verse 23. Amen. Lord, you grant me grace. Lord, help me. Help me today. It says, be thou diligent to know the states of thy flocks. I won't lie to you. I've been reading Bible for years. This scripture, it was mommy that used it some years ago that made me know this scripture. It says, be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks and look well to thy heads. Hallelujah. So, you know, it's in plural, but it is singular. Are you following me? So, how I will know the state of a flock is actually true discipleship. So, there's, you know, that sense of we come to a local church and they don't know us. It's really not biblical, though. Yes. So, like I said, a disciple is not just a church goer, someone who attends meetings, someone who is always going for conferences. It's not just that. It's not just that. A disciple is one who is being watched over. A disciple is one who actually, permit me to use the word, the discipler knows. Amen. The discipler knows the disciple. Amen. Amen. So we've been taught also that Bible school or knowing the Bible is not equal to being a disciple. That we went to a Bible school or that we know Bible. It's good to know Bible. You should all know. We must all know Bible. But it's not the same with this, being a disciple. Now, God's servant told us, I think he said, our discipleship is actually made up of years of sound New Testament teachings and following and serving their leader. Hallelujah. By God's grace, I'm trusting the Lord to say some things. Please, in case I shake some things, just forgive me ahead of time. Amen. I believe the Lord is on all of us, including me speaking. The Lord is really, really on our case. Amen. Amen. So there's a demand for us all to move from being multitudes. Multitudes can mean many, many things. Can be churchgoers and move to being disciples. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So a disciple is one who is not just morally upright. A disciple is one who is transformed completely. So if I say, like God's servant used examples last week about some other context where discipleship is used more, Islam, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, all those things. A disciple is one who has bought into the mind of his leader or his discipler. Permit me to use that word. So really, we understand that in this context, the master chiefly is the Lord. Can we say the Lord Jesus? Can we say the Lord Jesus? Jesus is the master that we all are meant to follow. Scripture says, we see in many, many places in scripture, Jesus, when he was going to call his disciples, one of the things he said, follow me, and I will make you disciples, fishers of men. Follow me. Apostle Paul used the same terminology. He says, be ye therefore followers of me as I follow Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At a point, I think Philippians chapter 4, verse 9. Is it 4:9 now? Help me to Philippians 4:9, please. He said something like this also. Is it 4, verse 9? Thank you. He says, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. Verse 17. 3:17. It says, brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. So we see here that a disciple is one who is committed to being like his master. A disciple is one who is committed to being like his master. Now, like I said, since I've been speaking, the master here is first our Lord Jesus, but fully represented in the senior leadership of the house. Can we say amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, discipleship is an holistic thing. It's a complete thing. That's why it takes time. Amen. It's an holistic. You can't be a disciple in 1 year. I can't lie to you. It's not possible. At least Jesus' model, we saw 3.5 years. And that was Jesus that had no sin. That was an everlasting man already. Amen. So, like I said, a disciple is one who is committed to being like his master. In Luke chapter 6, verse 40, it says, this disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. So really, perfection is only going to be possible in the context of discipleship. Amen. What did I say? I like the word to present every man perfect. Every man perfect. So you can't by yourself become perfect. You can't by, let me say this so that you understand what I'm saying. We can't by ourselves and the Holy Ghost alone be perfect. Amen. Now you see some of these things as I go ahead. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Because God, I believe God knows the frame of the soul and had put structures in place for the soul to be trained, for the soul to be guided. I was hearing, I don't know if Daddy heard it, during life campaign, there was a session that someone took and he was talking about discipleship. And one of the associate pastors in Ondo. And he was talking about, I think Daddy Busui taught a message series about leading of the spirit and guidance. And it was like, I don't know, I'm sure Daddy, if I'm wrong, we have parents that can all correct us. One of the things he said is that in the book of Acts, I'm also checking it, in the book of Acts, we really, really did not see leading of the spirit or I am led. It's more of, I am being guided. Amen. I'm going somewhere. I think I wrote it down exactly as, so I just wanted to say some of those things. Amen. It says, he said, we learn guidance, not leading. It says, you don't just come to be led. It says, you learn to be guided. That's the accurate way to be guided. It says, he's saying that they encourage the use of guidance. It says, allow Holy Ghost to guide you. Once you are young and you use the word, I won't lie to you. I understand this thing personally because I understand this thing personally. It says, once you are young and you use the word, I am led, you will be stubborn. And the devil will take advantage of you. Yes, sir. It's in John 21. It says we should use more of perceptions. I perceive. Now, in perceiving, my perception is subject to my spiritual authority. I don't know if you get what I'm talking about. He said leading is the summary of a whole movement. Since it can be maybe a 5-year movement. Since when it's first happening, they don't say they are led. They say they are guided. Says when they have now seen the success or the results, then they say they are led. When I've known something like this experientially in my work with the Lord, but I believe, in fact, he said by God's grace, maybe they will write a book around it and maybe send into the churches. Amen. Because I believe that it's going to be of a good guide even to us. Let's see John chapter 21. Amen. Amen. Verse 18 says, verily, verily, Thank you so much. God bless you. He says, I say unto you, when thou was young, thou guardest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands. And another, and another, and another, and another. Now, brethren, listen. I'm so sorry to... It's not my day. It's and another shall guard thee. Now, this another is not just Holy Ghost. I'm not lying to you. It says, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. I don't... God's servant, our parents will teach us more. Verse 19. It says, this spake he, signifying by what death he, now this is not Jesus, it's Peter, should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, follow me. What has Peter been doing since? He's been following. But he's now, yes, the Lord is now telling him that when you were young, so really, he's been following as one who is young, but now there's a time to follow as one who is old. I don't know if you get what I'm talking about. I don't know if you get what I'm talking about. It's now to follow as one who is old. So really, what I discovered is discipleship will be more productive. It's productive at all levels, but it will be more productive to those that are old. When I mean old, not in age. Actually, discipleship is best to the youths. And I discovered that God has blessed us in this local church and many of our local churches. We have youths. Now, so the Lord is really, really particular about the future. The Lord is doing something because it really, really takes a long time or a long thing to disciple old people. They're already framed. Some of them are already framed. So if you see someone 70 years old and comes to this local church, there are some things they may not be able to demand from the person because he's already formed, he's already made. But God, and it's not just even the Lord, go and check Muslims. Go and check all those terrorist organizations. It's youths. It's the younger ones that really, really they disciple, that would disciple others, that they would. So really, God is also going after a generation, not just for us to know the message. Beautiful, we should know the message. We must know the message. But at the knowing of the message must now be processed through discipleship for transformed life. Can we say amen? Can we say amen? So a disciple is, like Pastor Friday used the word, is an apprentice, a follower, and a learner. One who sits under a teaching. So the whole essence of coming for meetings, a disciple is one who sits under a teaching. So coming for meetings is not just to come and write notes. We take notes too. But it's for us to imbibe a culture. It's for us to use those things to shape our lives. Are you following me? Are you following me? To shape our lives and become what the teaching is emphasizing. Can we say amen? Matthew chapter 5, we see how Jesus told them to, he separated the multitude from the disciples. Amen. Same thing in Matthew chapter 13, verse 10 to 12. The same in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 to 5. We see how a disciple is one who sits under teachings. Can we say amen? So, like I said, using the place of guide, God, by God's grace, has set men over us. That's why it is the Holy Ghost that makes them overseers. That are meant to guide us in the way. That's one of, another, I like the word overseers. They are meant to be, Thessalonians chapter 5, First Thessalonians chapter 5, I think verse 12 or one of the verses says, those that are over you in the Lord. Now, I would like to be a pastor that is under you in the Lord cannot pastor you. It cannot pastor you. It should be someone who is over you in the Lord. Now, not just a pastor now. Please, let me also use this one. a discipler, because I believe all these things will be clearly emphasized over time. A brother in the local church, a brother that is in quotes doing a work of pastoring or a kind of level of pastoring with you, has to be someone who is over you in the Lord and admonish you. So my friend, really, my friend can admonish me, but he really cannot disciple me. Like, I think Daddy used an example of you have a marriage crisis and you went to meet someone who has 5-year experience and you also 5-year experience. Hey, team, there are some things we don't yet know that we would have to go and meet people that are over us. Now, to be over us in the Lord means many, many things. Someone once said, and I learned from that, he says to be over you in the Lord can mean someone that has 4 children and you have 2. There's a way they parent 4 children. You don't yet have it. Someone has it before you. So you may need to go and learn. It's part of discipleship. Amen. Or you know, there are many, many areas that we are. Let me give an example of worship team. Sister Efe, by God's will, has been leading worship in this church for a while. And someone now comes. You want to lead worship. Someone like Efe, by God's grace, is over in the Lord. So it will take someone like that to fit into that context of another that will have to guide. I don't know if you get what I'm talking about. Because the context of houses in scripture is that every house has a rule. Every house has a government. Every house has an order. I don't know if you get what I'm talking. Every house has an order, as how things should be run. So you can't take a template from it. Someone said something, and I learned a lot even from that over the years. Imagine I come to your house, Bro Bright. I come to your house and I rearrange your chair. I take your TV from where your TV is. I take your table from where your table is. That's disorderliness. Thank you, Daddy. That's disorderliness. It's not my house. Now, it is the Lord's house primarily, but he has set men there to govern and to lead. Are you following me? So it means that to actually fulfill the objective of discipleship, we must take a position of one who is under. Everybody needs that. We must take a position. I took that position and I'm still taking it. I will still take. Now, let me say something. Discipleship is a lifetime thing. Pastor Dixon said something some years ago, when he came here. I don't know if you remember that thing he said. He said he was telling Pastor Alfred that, Pastor, we go die. This is how we'll be till we die. We'll keep being under Reverend Busui. We'll keep Pastor Friday, sir. Pastor Nisimo, sir. We'll keep being under Daddy till we die. I don't know if you get what I'm talking about. That should be the way. No, you know that sense of, I can understand, maybe when you are transiting, maybe you are doing NYSC, I can understand, no doubt. And you maybe are still going to be led to a particular local church. But wherever you will be, the Lord should plant you there. You should grow old there. They should know you there. See how you raise children, marry. I don't know if you get what I'm talking about. Attend to your work, daily business. In that same place. No wonder Paul knew someone like Eunice Lewis. Eventually knew Timothy. Imagine, Bro Bright, have you ever thought of probably still sitting in that kind of position? I know we won't be here forever, but just sitting in that position till you find out 40K. Kilen soy. She very kun 40. Till now, maybe 70, 80 years. Currently, you are 30 something. Imagine you are here and the Lord gives you long life. And you are not, but it's not just a sitting position. Please. It's not just a sitting position. You have taken shape. By that, I'm talking about things in Daddy, things in Mommy have entered you. You have put those same things in people. Imagine a 70-year plan. And having a 17-year plan that we are putting people in 10 years. God's servant told us that the Lord told him that he should commit the next 20 years of his life to the next generation. What does that mean? Discipleship me. Amen. Amen. Oh God, can I take this? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Please permit me to just continue. Amen. So really, it takes a long time. Bro Bright, are there things? I know by God's grace, I'm speaking to myself. I'm not preaching. I'm not just preaching and dashing instruction. By God's grace, we've learned a lot of spirit culture under our parents. Are there things in daddy that by now you can put in people? You want to take a decision, like Pastor Tayo Fason once said, and it's in scripture. You route it to the mind of daddy. How well, brethren, can we represent the Lord in our parents? How well can I represent daddy at my workplace? How well can I represent daddy in my neighborhood? Someone like me, I have an infirmity. The Lord is dealing with it. At times, I raise my voice, confessing openly. I remember being in daddy's house a long time ago. I think we were downstairs, and I think daddy was upstairs. That was in the former house. And I can't sorrow, no, Daniel. At times, I then sorrow. Boy, if you are laughing at me, because sorrow. With daddy, sorrow. You know, those kind of things. Daddy had to send a message down. It's not everybody. It's been Nimon Paro. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. You see that thing of loudness. My dad speaks like I took the thing from home. But the Lord is reducing the amplifier. My wife at times I would sit her, just reduce your wife. Tell my niece to apart. Amen. Some of us don't know how to dress. Forgive me, sir. So you know, but so if we say we are sitting under our parents, is taking their message, taking their doctrine, also taking their manner of life. Paul said concerning Timothy, thou hast fully known my doctrine and my manner of life. Meaning that Timothy carries Paul's spirit. Paul's spirit in all things. The way Paul would think about money. The way Paul would think about flock. That same jealousy. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17, Paul was talking about Timothy. He says, him will I send to you. Because he has no... Thank you. He says, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways? So Paul knew... Sorry, Timothy, scripture calls, Paul said, my own son in the faith. So really, really, discipleship is the process of having father and son. Discipleship is the process of having father and son. That's why it will cost a lot. Because we have already a father. Luke chapter 14. Amen. Verse 25. Amen. It says, and there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, if a man come to me and hate not his father and mother. Now I'm sure we know that these things are beyond physical persons. There are identities in us. There are constructions in us. There are ways in us. There are ideologies in us. There are perceptions in us. So somewhere you are a product of your father somewhere. I don't know if you get what I'm talking about. So it's not just that your father... I was looking at the concept of covenant and testimony that daddy was teaching and all this blood thing. And the only thing I saw is that actually resemblance is beyond just face. Bro, resemblance is in the way I talk, the way I do things, the way I attend to things. So when they say he says to be conformed to the image of his son, who is the firstborn among many brethren, it means that really, 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 he says he is the express image. Nobody from the beginning, nobody from Adam was the express image of God's person. So it means that if Jesus does something, it's like exactly the way God would do it. He says, as I do nothing except I see. You know that's a product of betting. That's a product of father and son relationship. So I was in Luke chapter 14. It says, if any man come to me and hate not his father, mother, and wife, and children, and brethren, and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot. So it means that there are things that will go for us to become His disciple. His disciple. Becoming a disciple of Jesus. Becoming a disciple of truth. Becoming a disciple of Jesus' life. Which also dovetails into becoming a disciple of our parents. Hallelujah. When I mean parents, I'm talking about senior leadership of this house. Amen. Because by God's grace, they feed us. They give us counsel. They give us right counsel. They tell us God's counsel about things. God has blessed us. However, Satan is still cheating us through many, many grounds for us not to adhere to this. One of the things that we are troubling is offense. The way the person spoke, many, many things. But a disciple, really, I discovered, a disciple does not send how they speak. A disciple is only positioned to learn. Is a disciple's art is I just want to follow. We'll see it very, very soon as I proceed. Amen. Amen. So spiritual growth, development, and character formation are a constant ongoing reality for a disciple. Amen. So in being a disciple, we have to take the form of a learner. In taking the form of a learner, it is true that we will embody their values, the values of our parents. Except we've not seen those things. I know that at times it can take a while, but the while should not be a long while. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Because even this, even people that are close, spirit still fights. We have to be people that carry their spirits. Amen. There's another side to that. I'm not going to talk about that. Amen. A disciple lives in covenanted and accountable relationships. Discipleship and community life are not mutually exclusive. So we've been taught very well in this house by God's grace about the shared life, about brethren life, about community life. It is through that actually discipleship can be actualized. You see, when it comes to, but I believe I'm saying it under my parents, a lot of local church, for them to have discipleship, some things will shut down. I'm not lying to you. People just come to church, go. And that's not the template of Jesus. That's not the model Jesus used. Amen. So discipleship actually can only function when you are among. You can be in this local church and you are not among. Please, daddy said you are not flocking. It is in the, and you know that inheritance is among. So part of being, they must know me. Know me is not just my name. They must know me in toto. I discovered when Jesus was going to call some of the disciples, it was obvious some of them were looking for something ahead, no doubt. They were looking for the Messiah. And maybe because of that, they knew the demand of what they have seen. And they sold all, which we'll still consider very soon. I saw how Jesus spoke into them. He says, you are Simon, but thou shalt be this. Jesus surnamed them. That's what scripture used. Hey, I don't know if you get what I'm talking about. It means that Jesus gave them new identity. Permit me to use a very good example. Imagine you come to this local church and daddy meets you for the first time and sees you and says, you are a trumpet. This man is just weird. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know if you get what I'm talking about. But it will take someone who probably is looking for something, who is been inquiring to key into that kind of identity. And at times, really, another thing I discovered, it is in discipleship that some of those identification or definition can actually play out. Jesus was the one that named them Boanerges. They were sons of Zebedee. He changed their name. So it means that Jesus saw destiny, that these children are meant to be sons of thunder. And the day he saw them, he began to speak. He says, and James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, and his son named them Boanerges, which is the son. He says, you are safe as no, I call you a stone. Jesus was changing reality. He was before a reed. Now, do you know that immediately he didn't stop being a reed? It took time. So you now see the labor of a disciple as if. You see something and you are patient. You know, Jesus had to leave. Even for that reality to be formed. He had to pray the Father for the Holy Ghost to come. Amen. So discipleship can only function when we are among. Discipleship is life for life. Say life for life. Now, because the truth is, discipleship is on the grounds where people come from different backgrounds. That was telling us about the movie Chosen. I also watched it and I'm still watching. You see a lot of people coming from different backgrounds. Now, the Lord, that the Billy also said something like that. The Lord is not concerned about the backgrounds we are coming from. The Lord is not peace. You know, there's a sense where we feel like, I have many issues. I have been dent in many areas. Mm-mm. The Lord is not concerned about what has dent. He knows that some of us are without one leg. Some of us are, when I mean without one leg, maybe in the area of, in the spirit, thank you, sir. Maybe house chores, character, formation, all those areas. You get what I'm talking about? Some of us are not exactly. Now, church is meant to be in a sense where everybody is received. So daddy said something in a meeting and we heard it by God's grace. That you can come in as you are. Come, just come, come, come. It is in discipleship that we can bring you like that. Come, but you are not permitted to remain that way. It must go, sir. Now that's the reason Jesus is on the throne. That's the reason why he has given gifts to men. Is to make you perfect. So, I don't know. Have you ever seen a work that someone is doing and does not yield returns? So, if there's a work that is really not bringing returns, really, it means that the work is not being done well. Amen. So, everybody, yes, there are people from different. There are some people here, it is on mats that we sleep at home where we are coming from. There are some people here, it is all having injuries. Some people, different. Some people, we don't know how to use cutlery. Some people, we don't know how to walk. There's a way you can be walking out there and face like bad dust. Some people, we don't know how to talk. Some people, we don't know how to save. Some people, we don't know how to attend to money. Some people, we don't know how to walk. Thank you, sir. Some people, we are lazy. Different backgrounds, different situations, different reality. But it is in the context of discipleship that those things can begin to be flushed out one after each other. Hallelujah. That's why actually, like God's servant said, and I'm going to say some of them. Discipleship is both intentional and organic. Discipleship is both the intentional and organic. So there's a setting up of discipleship systems for regular envisioning, setting standards, impartation, which we do in teaching. We do that regularly, a burden of the Lord by God's grace, a burden of the Lord is shared and is to envision us, set standards. I told someone one time that times when I see some of those demands, it looks at times frightening. Am I right? But I discovered that's actually the reason for faith. That's the reason for grace. So, you know, someone said they should speak at our level. They can't. When they speak at their level, we won't grow. We won't get better. I don't even get what I'm talking about. We won't get better. You know, some churches are giving them at their level. But that's why they are like that. Jesus never taught his disciples at their level. He was speaking at a height. Some of the things he was teaching, he took Paul to Mabel. I don't even get what I'm talking about. But they followed. So, thank you, sir. So, even at times, yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Daddy said, when you don't understand, follow. So, you know that, I don't understand, you now leave. You don't understand God's counsel. You don't understand God's program. Amen. 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 So, discipleship must be intentional and organic. The organic discipleship requires a natural setting. Jesus called them to be with him. In being with one Mariti, be Jesus, Agbado. I'm not lying to you. In the movie Chosen, we saw how Jesus was using firewood to burn things. He was a natural man. Jesus was not a natural man, no. I was telling someone, he said, if Jesus marry, I was just telling a new call, if Jesus marry, you'll be shocked how Jesus will handle his wife. Because it's not spooky, it's not religious. Was a man with wisdom, counsel. Imagine, so that's the word though that was made flesh. He will know the whole essence of the body. Hey, again, almost Jesus. So there's a way a single views Jesus. There's a way a married man should view Jesus. Jesus is complete, man. Amen. Ah, no, you know, even marriage is another class of discipleship. Another class to disciple this. Because sometimes you can be married and you're not marrying, you're not doing marriage well, as it should be in Jesus' mind. Yes, sir. Just like business world, all of that. I believe receiving from daddy's grace and teachings over the years. So it requires a natural setting. You see him snore. Toba onu. Yes. You see, that snoring is designed for you. There's a way they want to check your heart, how you react. I'm not lying to you. Because you don't know the thunderings that are around the throne. You know, snoring is like. So they can just use it to test you. Some of these things I'm saying, I failed in sometimes, but God is helping me. I acknowledge God's grace. He's helping me to see opportunity in everything. So at times when you say this is someone's mistake, someone's fault, someone's weakness, at times I'm not seeing it. I'm seeing training for my own soul because I don't know how the throne really, really is. They may be making me go through some of those things to train my heart. So that I will sit on the throne without complaining. So you can see, the joke was already done. Complain. No, it's not possible. Amen. So discipleship is natural. Remember those days going to daddy's house? That would be natural. Till now. Someone said it was here on daddy's birthday. Some people were saying that black, all those testimonies. It's very natural. Mommy the same. I'm like, since 2013, I can't lie to you. Since 2013, I have seen that consistently. So it takes organic discipleship, like living in the houses of our leaders, pastors, to learn some things, observing things and lifestyle of our leaders. That's why even as sub-leaders, all of us have to jack up and firm up so that we represent our parents and our pastors and the Lord very, very well. Can we say amen? Amen. So a disciple is not one who is a lone ranger. It's one who is under authority. It is one who is accountable. Thank you, sir. It is in discipleship that we can really, really know the uniqueness of each person. By uniqueness, both negative and positive. Uniqueness here is that you are slow. It can be a uniqueness for someone. Another person's uniqueness can be that he's fast on some things. Some of those things does not exactly mean maybe a spiritual thing. It may just be a trait that he had over time growing up. He's handy with things. He's very good with things. I don't know what I'm talking about. It's in discipleship that we imagine. I don't know how you do some things. I don't know how you iron your clothes. Except I see you dress. Someone told me that someone was thinking. And it is in discipleship we will learn. We will teach people how to iron clothes. Some people don't know how to iron clothes. I'm not lying to you. Amen. I had to tell someone, before you go, iron clothes. Iron clothes. Because there's just a sense of... Okay, listen. Iron women's... Thank you, man. You know, that's another kind. Daddy is saying, that ironing women's clothes is how you know you can iron. Brothers, can we take a responsibility? Particularly those that you are living with people. You are living with Pastor Dio. Pastor Dio does not have brothers. You are living with other... You are living with people. Start learning. Sister Lini Egbashoyinwa. Sister Donye Egbashoyinwa. Mommy Ejen Sariba in press. You know there are some clothes that is not outside you hang on. It's inside. that is saying women's clothes is salvation for our soul. Just... Another thing is diaper. Say diaper. Hey. Say diaper. You know, it's good. When we buy that thing from the market and we just carry, you know, they package it in a way. I wish I people were in Bosha. The way they package it, Ben on Kini, and the way the child will even do the thing. Kalano say, yeah. Before marriage, I had to let one of my uncles, his child had to come and stay with us, and the wife left him at a very, very young month. So the child came. I had to learn some of those things before I got married. My wife, by God's grace, had also known some of those things. So many times my wife won't be at home, I will have to do some of those things. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. No, but I'm trying to say that, imagine I didn't know them. Now, I'm using this. So, you know, there's a concept where you see people that are giving birth and you begin to observe them. That's what I'm trying to explain. Observe. Sister Joy, you want to get married very soon. You go and observe from people. Are you following me? It's discipleship. Go on. Sister, who just gave birth in church now? Sister Debbie? Sister Ebun, thank you. She even has twins. Maybe on one Wednesday, you just sleep over there and you come for school of Christ from there. Yeah, sorry, job, papa. You see green poo, you see yellow poo, you see all those kind. I'm not lying. No, all of that is very, very good. Amen. The same with business, accounting. You know, you need to know how to do bookkeeping. You need to know how to run errands. No, don't let me say some things. Amen. I should say it. Amen. Now, a disciple is an errand boy. Oh. Yes, because he's like an apprentice. I didn't know some of these things like someone taught me. Exactly, but maybe love. Then I discovered, like the mommy taught 2 weeks ago, one of the bedrock for communion disciples is love, trust, faith, love, discerning. Knowing that this person that you are relating with has something for you is the thing. So by God's grace, those times I'll come to church. At times I think I even did excessively, but I saw that my heart was pure. My spirit for it was very, very pure. It's simple. Then if you know where I stay, quite far. But I'll leave that place. I'll come to church. Then we're meeting in Trailblazers at first. Then we're also Idiakwe. Then we're meeting in Iworo. That time I don't have money. Because I was a copper just finishing service. Not having a job yet. Remember those times? Just love. It was simply love. Come for meetings. After meeting, I'll go to daddy's house. Daddy didn't invite me. Don't let me lie to you. At times, some of your pastors may not invite you. Thank you. Mommy said nobody will invite you. Daddy didn't invite me. In fact, I won't lie to you. At a point, some things got to me then. Like people told me, that kind of thing. But I'm not lying to you. I think mommy even had one of those things then, if she remembers. And I think she also corrected some of those things. But it was, at times, I'd left house, maybe 6:30. I'll go to, after church, I'm going to that. What am I going to do? I'm not going there to sleep. I'm learning. I just wanted to learn. Some people say, Pastor, you know Bible. I won't lie to you. I didn't used to know Bible. It was through some of those proximity. It was through some of those closeness that I learned. Man, I didn't used to know how to dress. I remember times that he told me. I can't lie to you. I don't even think, maybe I'm getting a little. I remember that he speaking to me, Koyeke Wele, don't wear this. Yes. At times I will leave daddy's place 9 p.m. going to my house. My dad at the point called. He said, oh, TV, you see, yeah, where are you? Now, but I wasn't thinking of ministry. If they can take this ministry thing from me today, probably I will even be thanking God. But I know I have understanding better than that. It was not because I was trying to look for pastor. I wasn't thinking of that in any way. It was just love to learn. I just wanted to learn. It was from there I saw how mommy would attend to daddy. It was from there I saw how mommy would attend to the children. It was like that. I saw how daddy would do at home. How daddy would make. It was there I saw how daddy would correct mommy on some ground. It was from the many, many things. From there I said, this is this. So I remember there was barely anything that I didn't tell daddy by God's grace. Hallelujah. One day I was coming for crossover night. Prostitute had, I don't know. There's barely anything. To the point that my dad was going to call daddy at the point that he said he wants to arrest, all those kind of things. What kind of arrest? I didn't even speak again. My mom was like, she didn't issue. Now, she had to say that I was the one that is going. It's not my pastor that called me. I had to tell him, it's not my pastor that. The day I went to convention and Daddy Ogo said, if you're in the bathroom, that thing was answer to prayer. So I just knew. The next Sunday, I didn't go again to my local church. I was in a walker, so I could leave easily. But if you probably are committed that there may be a better way to live. And I had to start learning. I'm still learning till today. Amen. So in fact, I know then people say, you are not in daddy's. I mean, I used to think I was in daddy's house because practically every other day, when I moved to Akobo, at times I won't have money, I'll walk. Akobo, you know, see, she. Yes. Yes, now. I'll walk. Come and just sit down. Yeah, share. It's from there I learned many, many things. Things daddy would not see on the pulpit. Things he won't talk about. It was from there I knew daddy more. It was from there I knew his heart. Satan attacked me because at times proximity also makes Satan fight you. Satan attacked me, but I saw the Lord also granting me grace to rise. Are you following me? Are you following what I'm saying? Amen. So discipleship is connected to living in covenanted and accountable relationships. Remember those times, mommy will call me. Mommy just suddenly called me one day. I think she needed to submit something in federal. She was in a course then in Lagos. I just went. I don't even tell some of those things to my parents because they won't even. Now today, that my mom was here. Yeah, Pastor, am I love her? No, me. I know that I'm still not measuring up in many areas. Though. But what she's seeing. Over time, my dad, what she's seen over time. So I fought a war. That's the reason I said all this. There's a war of living and cleaving. I'm not lying to you. Some of the wars we need to fight is to live a reality. Live, it can be a parental hold. Let me say something. Imagine. A Christmas, and you don't go home for Christmas because you want to do Christmas in City Gate Church. I'm sure daddy knows what I'm about to say. That's how all those pastors in Ondo are. There's a pastor there, his parents are in Ibadan, Pastor Fola. He barely comes. He only comes on grounds when there's function. Maybe someone's doing wedding. Pastor Alfred is from Delta. He barely goes home. You know that son is the thing I'm talking about. Because sincerely, church is more of a spiritual family. Yes. Matthew chapter 12. So if you have not seen daddy here as your daddy, something is still not cleaving. Matthew 12, I think from 50, please. No, go to 49 or so. Thank you. It says, then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without. Why were they standing without? They were not within. They were not inside. So it's obvious that they were not with him. They had issues with him, something like that. It says, but he answered and said unto him, that told him, who is my mother and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand towards his disciples. So among those disciples, Jesus' mother's dead there. That Jesus is seen as a mother more than his biological mother. In Titus chapter 2, he talked about aged women. So can we have aged women in this local church that can mother souls, that can parent younger ladies, younger sisters? Mommy has done her own responsibility, which she's still doing in some capacity, to raise some, while some are raising others. I don't know if you get what I'm talking about. See, the aged women, likewise, that they be in behavior has become holiness. Now, really, the way we can do this is not in words. It's in behavior. It says, look unto Abraham and Sarah from whence you are hewn. So how we will be formed is when we take instructions of our fathers and our parents, our mothers. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 8, Proverbs chapter 4 talks about my son. Give attention to my words. Instruction. No, 1 verse 8. Let me use 1 verse 8. says, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of your mother. You see, these are two things that God uses to shape. To shape instruction. Shele, ma shebai. Shele, shebai, shebai. And that's how we get shaped. Now, you know, there's a, it was said that it's a long process, but to the portion that is available now, how well are we receiving? How well are we partaking of the grace? Amen. So let's quickly look at the cost of discipleship. Cost of discipleship. I don't like to. Discipleship can be humbling also, even for the discipler. Let me tell you one example. Jesus took cognizance of Thomas amongst his disciples. And in that, Bobo any unbelief, Bobo any doubt issues. You know, Jesus did not appear for the others. Jesus just appeared for him. So, discipleship can condescend to anybody's level to help you. So, it's meekness. At times, you see daddy would, maybe a long time ago, it used to happen to me, daddy, teach new thing now. A long time, you used to happen. But I also learned the shepherdic heart of how it's not about teaching new thing. We have to carry everybody along. So Jesus went down to carry people along. In fact, for me, it's like a test to really show how well you even know the thing when you go down again. Jesus went, he says, but he still rebuked him. But he rebuked him in love. I don't know if you get what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Amen. So cost of discipleship. Luke chapter 14, verse 25 to 33. We may not be able to read everything, but I'll just say some few things. Thank you. He says, and if any man come, I read some places before, but it's to verse 33. You can read it, please, when you get home. It says, there's a place that talks about carrying your cross. Thank you. It says, and whosoever doth not bear his cross and carry and come after me cannot be my disciple. So, cost of discipleship is that we carry our cross daily. Through this, we can come on true subjective leading, which is targeted on crucifying our old man and transforming our nature till we put on the nature of Christ. Can we say amen? Another cost of discipleship is self-denial, total self-denial. Total self-denial. That's one of the hallmarks of true discipleship. Mark chapter 8, verse 34 to 35. Mark chapter 19, verse 16 to 10. Are we taking notes of these scriptures? Mark 8, 34 to 35. Matthew 19, 16 to 30. We saw how there was a demand for them to sell all to follow. Sell all to follow. Now, all can be many things. Sell your comfort. Sell your convenience. Sell your pride. Amen. Now, it is self, at times, I've seen many, many things, and I understand. But self, part of self also is not willing to take kingdom burdens in the name, like that it once said, in the name of I am not yet mature. I know I am not yet mature, but what am I doing to be mature? So I should see a process being set to the end that I am becoming matured. Can we say amen? Discipleship is a call to a life of total surrenderedness to the Lord's will and demands. Amen. So there's no way a disciple is not one who has total love, passion, and affection for Jesus. When you check a disciple, the love for Jesus is serious. Because of Jesus, he can lay down anything. He can lay down anything. Nothing like that. That will say the way we should handle everything is like this. Because Jesus can demand for it at any time. Your house, your space, your business, your money. Imagine that is saying, Bro Bright, we're sending you to, and he gives you 2 days' notice. Maybe 2 days' step, but we'll check. You're sending you to, where do we have people here? No. Liberia. And you're like, and you call Chile, no? Now, understand. But you see, we should have these mindsets. Our fathers, by God's grace, had these mindsets. That's how churches were planted all over. Do you know till now, the way they still do some promotion of some pastors to different places, they can just send you to Sokoto from Osun, from your state. And it's not like they will give you, okay, think about it. There's nothing like that. Yes, sir. I don't know if you get what I'm talking about. So really, discipleship is not on our terms. I'll say something briefly about Timothy. It's not on our terms. A disciple is one who has laid down his will or is laying down his will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at some cases of discipleship in scripture. Some cases of, I'm sure some other things will be discussed. Need to jump. Cases of discipleship. Before Timothy, let's look at Naomi and Ruth. Sorry. Verse 8, chapter 1, verse 8, Ruth 1, verse 8. Let me quickly. It says that Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go return each to our mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, and as you have dealt with the dead and with me. And the Lord grants you, blah, blah, blah. Verse 10, says, and they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. Both of them said it this at this point. Says, and Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters. Go your way, for I am too old to have an husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight and should also bear sons, would you tarry for them till they were grown? Would you stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. I have seen this thing practically in my life. Remember one time I was looking for a job and opportunities came. Very good opportunity. I have connection, no, I'm not gonna lie. One of my cousins is the old guy in Skybank General Services. That's construction work in Skybank. Boy Gafala is my cousin. One of my old guy again is another partner in a quantities of income firm. No, but I looked at those things in those seasons, and I just saw. I told Daddy, Daddy said, hello. He said, go. Number one, church is not like this then. We had just that keyboard. I just, in my heart, I was like, who will play that keyboard? I didn't hear the Lord till today. I just felt, who will play the keyboard? And the kind of local church we had then was a prophetic song. I said, this thing will just, what will now happen to me? Someone told me that if you go and believe now, another person will come. I was like, something didn't gel. So I remember that day, I spoke with Daddy, I think on Saturday. Daddy said, hello. By Sunday, as Daddy was teaching, follow the Lord. Obey the Lord. I think I already know what to do. Amen. I think I already know what to do. So I just stayed. Another time, many, many occasions like that. Amen. Many occasions like that. Another time, a job in Oshogbo that was coming with a private house and a private car. Construction work. I looked at the distance. Oshogbo, Ibad. I know Pastor GP has been traveling since. I thought of Pastor GP then. How can I go? Then I didn't see it in my spirit. I knew I was tied to Daddy by God's grace. Then didn't see that distance. One of the reasons that made me not do masters till tomorrow. Or maybe tomorrow, I can do tomorrow, maybe, if the Lord permits me. Tomorrow, many things can change. I saw some things. Then I prayed following the Lord also. I just submitted some of those things to Daddy also. Then he asked me if I used to have a dream of academics. In fact, I came out with a kind of grade that was not bad in any way. I was one of the best in my faculty. And I was already being promised some assistant lecturing job. I'm not lying to you. Pastor Friday is here. I wasn't thinking of pastoring. I just wanted to know the Lord. Simple. It's just to know the Lord. Just to know the Lord. Brethren, I suffered though. When I mean suffered, I didn't have money. If you see some of my old pictures, hallelujah. Some of those old pictures were a man pure living purely by faith, in quotes. Amen. But one thing I know was that out of all of that season, even till now, I got something. I won't say many things. I won't say many things beyond that. I got something. At a point, I was working in a firm in Ibadan, and they told me to come and work on Sunday, which was not my fault. According to the terms and agreement, I wasn't meant to. And they said, I should come and work on Sunday. I looked at it, I said, if I come and work on Sunday in my church, then we're in the world. I will play keyboard and blah, blah, blah. I said, no. I begged. We went back, when. They said, if I can't, I should go. Now, brethren, I discovered something. I thought many times, did I make mistake? Do you know till tomorrow, they've not finished that project? Now, it's not me that made them not finish the project. I've never sincerely. Now, but I saw that a day that I was begging for, a day that I could have compromised as against meeting. So, you know that sense of, I saw that the Lord honored me. The Lord honored that heart and blessed me in my heart. Oh God. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Please don't let me take it. I beg you. I have some few things I want to say. Amen. There's a cost for discipleship. So we saw here Naomi trying to tell those truth. Hello. Now let me just use what Ruth said. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee. That's verse 16. Entreat me not to leave thee or return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, I will die, and here will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. What kind of heart is this? That's a mother-in-law, sir. And what is binding you has gone. He said, and when she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. You know that it was through this lining that David came. It was through that lining that our Lord came. So really, Orpah would have been the mother of David. Could have been. She has a chance. So an inheritance, spirits, blessings, mantles, many things are connected to this thing. So you know, you see that sense of coming for meetings. It's not optional. You can't afford to stream, I can choose not to come. It's not. That's not the way church should run. That's not the way church is meant to be. It's not based on you don't know what church is. The end process is that they all possess one soul, one heart. They were like-minded. Amen. We saw Paul, Acts chapter 15 from verse 1 to 5. We saw Paul taking Timothy. He says he saw a certain disciple. Now, Timothy was already old. Yeah, I saw something here. 16 from verse 1. Acts 16, he says, then came, let me jump to verse 2 or so, where he circumcised him. Him would Paul have to go with him and took and circumcised him. Imagine circumcising an old man, someone that is old. It's extremely painful. But Timothy submitted himself for it. He says, and circumcised him because of the Jews, which were in those quarters. For they knew all. The only reason why Paul did this was because he was going to a place and he wanted them to receive him. So the demand is that money that is circumcised in your camp, who can bring himself there? I don't know. And he agreed to be circumcised. So eventually he learnt his ways. He learnt his manner of life, his doctrine, his persecution. He said it now as a son. He said, Timothy, my own son in the faith. He says, I have born you in the gospel. He saved me in the gospel. Hallelujah. So discipleship is following not on our terms. I'm not lying to you. For the sake of discipleship, you can lose a job waiting and believing God for another if the Lord desires so. Please. Because at times some of our excuse, a lot of people say, and Jesus said, follow me. He said, let me go and bury the dead. He said, let the dead bury. That was in last week that the disciples, Jesus' mother looks insensitive. Now, it's not Jesus' first, that is, it's Jesus' mother, but I discovered that's the way in the spirit. You will count losses. I'm not lying to you. And up all to what I'm saying, see, spirits go still fight you. You will fight losses. It's not on the, it's not on convenience. Like on Lord Church. You should move from appreciation to identity, being identified. From identity, move to service. Move to close the gaps. As I was hearing message last week, one of the things the Lord told me again was close the gap. That it was telling us yesterday. The same thing. The way I'm trusting the Lord that God will help me is that every day, our houses are not too far like that now. Remember asking daddy when I was going to get married, can I still be coming close? Daddy used Pastor Tayo Fashman as an example to me then. That even though he was married, he still comes close to daddy. Okay. So if we do discipleship well, church will be like Titus chapter 2. We have older women, we have younger, older women, we have men that we can say, okay, put in faithful men. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Hallelujah. So we saw how Paul knew the proof of Timothy as a son to a father. I'm rounding up. So the place of a father and a mother, they are models, they are patterns for us. He says we should look unto Sarah, who is our mother. There's a place of eldership. I believe God wants us to come into a position of eldership in the house. Some of us, is high time. And there's that sense of meekness that is not right. Of all, you just come down to what people's level. I know it's good. We become all things to all men. But there's a place where we should retain cultures. There's a place where we should retain life so that people can also come into it. Yes. Through discipleship, they will trim us into shape. God's servant was telling us how Pyotin was just a disciple. Amen. Through discipleship, we will open ourselves to correction, approval. Daddy has corrected me many men, and I'm still waiting for more in case I make mistakes because I'm not perfect. Scrutiny. We saw the example of Elijah and Elisha. I think it was used yesterday. Let me use last round up with this. The example of Joshua. I'm rounding up just one scripture and I'll end. The example of Joshua and the officers of the people. You see Moses and Joshua also as an example. Joshua and the officers of the people. Joshua spoke to them in Joshua chapter 1 from verse 10. But there was something they said, and I'll round up there. Verse 16 says, and they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou hast commanded us, we will do. This is the heart of it. All that you have commanded us, I know partial obedience. It's a level, but we must trust the Lord to perfect obedience, because it will take the perfection of obedience to avenge disobedience. You see, all of those partial, that's why we are still where we are. I don't know if you get what I'm talking about, but we must come to a place, we must come to a place where by obeying, a spirit rests on us that purifies us, removes things that were in us as against things that we should now come into. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us, we will do. And without thou sendest us, we will go. Now, this has many, many representations. Like I said, it's holistic. It can be in the area of your mind. Obeying the laws of God as it's been taught through scripture, which we've also found. And this, we've discovered that it's true. It says, hold that command. Verse 17, I'm rounding up. It says, and as we have hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. So meaning as long as the Lord is with you, we will follow you. That should be the heart of a disciple. As long as the Lord is, as long as you are following Christ, we will follow after you. The only way we won't follow again is when we see that things are not according. And there are even ways to do that one, which will be another discussion for another day. Can we begin to thank God? Can we begin to pray? Trust God for grace. Myself inclusive, can we all ask God for mercy? Areas where we are falling short, that the Lord will grant us mercy for us to be restored.
We hope you have been blessed through these words of life. You can get more messages on our website, www.thecitygatechurch.org. Stay blessed.